He didn't just say salvation, or what a good salvation, or even what great salvation. He said, so great. Amen. A superlative. Amen. That means that it's more than just great. It means it's superior to all others. It's higher than all others. It's better than all others. There's nothing anywhere that compares to this salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the great salvation. It's the superlative salvation. Amen. What makes this salvation so great? First of all, its author makes it great. Hallelujah. Salvation was God's idea. Amen. Creation was God's idea. I can't fathom it, neither can you. If you try to go back to where God is, you'll just blow a gasket. Amen. You try to understand, really try to understand eternity. We can't understand eternity in our finite condition as we are right now. Because everything we know about has a beginning and has an ending. But God just is. Hallelujah. He's always been. He'll always be. He just is. In the beginning, just God. Hallelujah. He was already there. And then He began speaking. You talk about power. God is a being that is so great. All He has to do to make something happen is say it. He said, let there be, and God came up with the concept of light. Hallelujah. He said, let there be light, and boom, there was light in the heavens. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything that He said, it just happened just at the sound of His word. That's the most powerful thing there is, folks. It's one thing to be able to, with force and with power and with great armament, to do something. But God does it all with a word. That's why the Bible said when He comes back to this earth, out of His mouth goeth a sharp two-edged sword, and with that sword He defeats His enemy. What is it saying? It's not a real sword, is it? It's just talking about the Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. God just says it, and it happens. With His Word He can create. With His Word He can destroy. With His Word He can heal. With His Word He can kill. With His Word He can keep. With His Word He can deliver. With His Word He can save. With His Word He can do anything. It's the most powerful force on the face of the earth. The Word of God. And He gave it to us written. And we can keep it in our hands and read it with our eyes and hide it in our heart today. The Word of God, friend, is still powerful, whatever force you find it in. Hallelujah. Thank God for His Word. God is the author of salvation. It was God's idea. The Bible said there was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Before there was ever a sin, there was a Savior. Before there was ever a sin, God already had a sacrifice made. God already had a plan before there was ever a need for a Savior. Amen. When the angels fell, there was no redemption. But when man fell, God said, I'm going to have a plan here. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, somebody said, did Adam have to sin? No. Did Eve have to sin? No. But if it hadn't been them, it might have been you. Or it might have been me. I'm kind of glad it was her. I'm kind of glad it was him instead of me. People have been bad-mouthing Eve all these years. Amen. Talking about the poor little old lady eating that apple. Probably wasn't even an apple. Amen. She's been catching it now for 6,000 years almost. Glad it wasn't me. Amen. But you know what? As soon as man died, God already had a plan. It was His plan. He already had figured out a plan of salvation before Adam ever fell. That was a lamb slain. It was God's plan. Let me tell you something. Whenever God decided to save us, He didn't choose a bargain basement plan. Whenever God set the price for the salvation of man and for the forgiveness of sins, He set it so high that no one and no creature could pay it. Yes, He did. The Bible said, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. He set that price. God set the price. And there's not a demon in hell that can pay it because they don't have any blood. There's not an angel in heaven that can pay it because they don't have any blood. There's not a man on the face of the earth that can pay it because once you shed your blood, you just died for your own sin. Or died in your own sin, perhaps I should say. Amen. There's only one that could pay that price. God Himself was a spirit and didn't have any blood. But one day He came down to this earth, was born of a virgin. Amen. Came out of a woman's womb, was laid in a manger, and had warm blood coursing through His veins. He grew up just like every other human being. He knows what it's like to be a little boy. He knows what it's like to be an adolescent. He knows what it's like to be an adult. He knows what it's like to feel everything that you feel and go through the same things you go through. He grew up in an humble home. He grew up in a carpenter's household. He grew up with sawdust in his nostrils. He grew up with a hammer in his hand. He grew up with calluses on his hands. He grew up working. He knew what it was like to work for a living. He knew what it was like to have to provide for a family. He understood what it was like to have the bills come due. He had everything and went through all the experiences that you and I go through. Amen. Because God planned this salvation. God planned this salvation. Hallelujah. And in the fullness of time, it was Jesus Christ that went to a cross and shed that blood and laid down His life and breathed out His last breath in a physical body because He wanted us to know He's an author of a salvation today. Hallelujah. Hey, but let's don't hang around Calvary and weep. Let's don't just stop there. It's okay to weep at Calvary, and we need to every now and then. I asked the Lord a long time ago, don't let me ever preach about Calvary without some tears. Don't ever let me get to the place where I can talk about Calvary without some tears. Amen. I don't ever want to forget what it cost Him. I don't ever want to forget what He went through. Amen. But we can't stop there. We can't go down to the tomb and weep with the women. Amen. Because the tomb is empty and the stone is rolled away. And He's not here, but He is risen. He is alive. And He is alive forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. And we don't just stop on Easter morning, but we got to go on to Pentecost. Hallelujah. Amen. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And cloven tongues like as a fire sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Hallelujah. So great salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. It's great tonight because of its offer. It's great tonight because of what it cost. But it's also great tonight because of the scope of salvation. The Bible said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. Hallelujah. He said, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Hey, everybody has a shot at this. It doesn't matter whether you have money or don't have money. It doesn't matter how much education you have or you don't have. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what country you live in. It doesn't matter what place in society you hold. It doesn't matter what kind of a government you live under. Hey, everybody has a shot at salvation. It's the church's responsibility to see that everybody gets to hear about Jesus Christ, because there's one Savior and there's one salvation. Amen. It's for everybody tonight. Well, that's what's so great about it. Hey, can you think of anything else like that? That's for everybody? I don't know of anything that's this good that's for everybody. Hallelujah. That was God's idea. God said, this is not just for rich folks, and this is not just for politically powerful folks, and this is not just for influential folks, but this is for everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've seen people in their 70s and their 80s receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've seen people, little children, five years old, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've seen deaf people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know what happens? They talk in tongues. Just like everybody else. What happens when you're 5 years old and get the Holy Ghost? You talk in tongues. What happens when you're 80 years old? You're talking in tongues. Everybody talks in tongues. Hallelujah. When you receive the Holy Ghost, everybody speaks with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, it's for everybody. That's what makes it so great. It's for your neighbor that's living beside you. It's for the people that you work with on your job. It's for all of your family members. Amen. It's for everybody in Athens, Texas. This gospel is for everybody. That's what makes it so great. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's for everybody. I'll tell you another reason it's so great. It's so great because of what happens to a person when they receive it. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. That's what makes it so great. Amen. This makes a brand new person out of you. The Bible said that the angels desire to look into this. Hallelujah. I've always thought of it like this. The Bible said that there's joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. Now there's two ways to interpret that, and I think they're both correct. Who dwells in the presence of the angels? The Lord Himself. Hallelujah. So number one, I think there's joy in the heart of the Lord whenever a sinner repents. I think there's joy in the heart of all of the angels when a sinner repents. But I don't know what it's like whenever a sinner gets the Holy Ghost. I got a feeling that when I know, if you could just see angels, I've heard a few people say they saw them, and they said that when somebody gets the Holy Ghost, they don't say anything. They just come and they just watch. Like, wow. They're amazed. This is not for angels. This is for human beings. Huh? And it's so great. Hallelujah. It's so great that angels, all they can do is just look at it with amazement. Huh? They look at somebody, get the Holy Ghost, and when you walk out of the door, they walk behind you, and they're going, wow. Amen. And then when you open your mouth, and you start talking, and you don't talk like you used to talk, they go, wow. And you don't go to the places that you used to go. And you don't drink some of the stuff you used to drink. And you don't take some of the stuff you used to take. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're kind to people. And you're nice to folks. Amen. And patience is born in your heart. And you start living a whole different kind of a life. And the angel said, my, this is the most wonderful thing. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, this is a great salvation. No, this is so great salvation. Hallelujah. There's nothing in the world like the salvation that God has so graciously given to you and me. Amen. One person said it like this. They said it saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. One famous author was so bound by alcoholism, he'd lost everything. He lost his wife and his family to alcohol. He just became nothing but a drunk in the streets, just living from one drink to the next, and it didn't matter what it took to get it. That's all he cared about. One of his children died. He went to the funeral, and he sat there and waited till everybody left. And then he went down, opened the casket, and stole the shoes off of that little girl's feet, and went and sold them so he could buy just another drink. He was so bound by drink that he could do something so despicable as that. But one day Jesus got a hold of his heart. Hallelujah! And he broke those bonds of alcoholism that held him. Amen! And he picked up, he laid down the bottle, and he picked up a pen, and he began to write the great things that he wrote about Jesus and his so great salvation. Amen. He's a great Savior tonight. He's a great Savior tonight. Hallelujah. I could tell you story after story about how great He is. What a great Savior tonight. What a great salvation tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 3 and 23 said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." There is none righteous. No, not even one. Amen. Ephesians said it like this. Ephesians 2 and 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Amen. That's the condition we were in, folks. All of us were there. All of us had bad tempers. All of us had bad thoughts. All of us did bad things. All of us were consumed with lust that we would give into from time to time. All of us were, the Bible said, by nature children of wrath. It just is how life was. But I love this. The fourth verse said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Woo, hallelujah. Hey, that's a great salvation. Anybody remember sitting in heavenly places? Anybody ever been to some heavenly places in Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. You know what? You can go from the bottom of the pit, amen, to the high heavens in just one moment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He lifts us up. Amen. To sit in heavenly places. The Bible said, it's so great, this salvation tonight. There's nothing like it. No, not in all of the world. Hallelujah. Thank God that He saved us. Amen. Not only is it so great, it's so necessary. It's so necessary. Jesus said, John chapter 3, verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse number 5, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of a spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." Amen. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I'm telling you tonight, folks, it's necessary. It's necessary. It's not an option. Praise God. It's a necessity tonight, this great salvation. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. God, help us tonight. God, help us tonight to let that really get a hold of us. Amen. How long has it been since we really began to tell sinners about this? How long has it been since our sleep's been disturbed to the place that we could hardly sleep at night thinking about people that don't know about this? Amen. That we can work day after day beside people and not let them know about this. Amen. That we can pass by people and not ever mention this. Amen. The song said, "You never mentioned Jesus to me." Amen. Is it necessary tonight? Do we really believe that it's necessary tonight? And if we really believe that, what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? Amen. What are we doing about those that don't know? What are we doing about those that have not heard? Amen. God help us tonight. Amen. God stir us tonight. God awaken a burden in us tonight. God, give us a desire to share this tonight. God, help us to tell somebody that needs to hear about it tonight. Amen. I tell you what bothers me sometimes when I'm praying. I can't help but understand and believe that somebody somewhere is also praying, but their prayer's different than mine. Amen. I can't help but there's some folks that right here in Athens, Texas that have prayed prayers like, "Lord, if you're really there, would you please send somebody to tell me about it? Would you please send somebody to tell me what to do?" That's the kind of prayer that bothers me. And my prayer is, God, help me to find that one. Help me to find those individuals that are calling on your name, because it's not only great, but it's so necessary if a person wants to be saved. Don't let me be self-righteous. Don't let me get too comfortable just sitting on a nice pew and hearing a good sermon and singing beautiful songs that I forget about the pit from which I was digged and the misery that was mine before I met Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's not forget that, folks. Let's not forget it's so necessary. And let's not forget that it's so free. Hallelujah. It doesn't cost you anything but everything. Amen. That's all it costs you, is just everything. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said, amen, that we offer our bodies a living sacrifice, which is but our reasonable service. Amen. Somebody that gave his life for us, it's only right that we give our lives for him and to him. Amen. Praise God. But you can't buy this with money. You can't get a market to corner this. Amen. You can't hide this under a bushel somewhere. Amen. He said, this is so free. Hallelujah. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, by say the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hey folks, it's a gift tonight. Praise God, it's a gift tonight. You can't buy this, you can't earn this. It's God's grace and God's gift. Ephesians 2, verse 8 through 10 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want a gift from God tonight? Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful this Christmas if a lot of new folks could get the Holy Ghost? Amen. You talk about a precious gift. Hallelujah. I think it'd be all right to have revival on Sunday morning, and revival on Sunday night, and revival on Wednesday night, and revival next week, and the weeks thereafter. Hallelujah. Bring in the new year with folks receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Brother Grissom, can that happen? Yes, that can happen. Amen. Praise God. Let me just explain something real quickly here tonight, folks, why I get a little bit disturbed sometimes. I don't mean to be unkind or harsh. I really don't. That's never my intention. I don't ever want to hurt anybody's feelings. Wouldn't do that on purpose for anything. But when I see empty altars and dry eyes, it bothers me. Amen. We can get so comfortable just in services and hearing the word of the Lord and then going home. But folks, we can't have revival like that. I said, we can't have revival like that. Amen. If sinners don't come, saints need to come. Amen. Saints need to come whether sinners come or not. They need to see you in this altar. Your children need to see you praying in this altar. These young people need to see you praying in this altar. Because when they see you praying in this altar, they see that must be important. That's how they do things in this church. That's just the way things are around here. When the preacher gives an altar call, everybody comes. Amen. Praise God. I've never seen any harm in going to an altar. Doesn't mean you're a sinner. Doesn't mean you're backslidden. You may not stay down here but 2 minutes. You may stay here 10 minutes. You may stay here all night. It doesn't matter to me. But when the word of the Lord goes forth, there needs to be a response to the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I understand tonight. Sometimes you just don't know, but I'm telling you tonight, that's what I want to see us doing, because I want sinners to understand that this altar's for everybody. And when you come, there's a real good chance that they might just join you here. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's essential tonight, amen, that we have an opportunity and make an opportunity for everybody else to come. Hallelujah. This salvation is so free. Thank God for it. And then, not only is it great, so necessary, so free, and so neglected. Wasn't that the concern? He said, how shall we escape? And this word is what bothers me so much. If we neglect is one of the saddest words in the language to me. It means that you knew and you had an opportunity to do better. And you knew you could do better. You just didn't. There was a little town South America, in Venezuela, called Lagunillas. Lagunillas was a little city of about 1,200 people. The houses basically were built on stilts out in the shallow waters of Lake Maracaibo. And that's a great oil-producing region. Anybody that's ever lived around a lot of oil understands that many times there's a lot of gas fumes that come out of that. And that gas would come and it settled across that shallow lake. And those fumes were very strong. They were invisible. You couldn't see them. And so the government realized that there was a danger in Lagunillas. And so they built another town a safe distance from the polluted waters. And they built a town and they said to the inhabitants, we will move you to this new city and we will give you free water and free gas and free electric service if you'll just move away from the danger of Lagunillas. But you know what? Many didn't move. Nobody knows what happened, but on November the 14th of 1939, for some reason, that lake literally ignited and became a lake of fire. Every house was consumed. 800 people, men and women and children, lost their lives. Everything was consumed in the flames. And the travesty is, it didn't have to happen. They had already made provision for safety, and all they did was neglect to move. I'm sure some of those people had good intentions. They said, we're going to move, but just not right now. We'll do it later. We're just too busy. After the holidays, or whatever their thought was, we'll move a little later on. But for whatever reason, they just didn't move. And they lost their lives, all because they neglected a great opportunity. Amen. And you know what's even more sad than that? Is that in the flames of hell, there's going to be a multitude of people that just simply neglected so great salvation. Intended to get there. One of these days, preacher, I'm going to come. I'm going to make it. Just not tonight. Just not right now. I just got too much going on in my life. When? Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There's nothing in the world like this, folks. Amen. I said there's nothing in the world like this. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Anybody glad for your salvation? Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you thankful tonight because the Lord saved you? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I understand it, it was a preacher's daughter, I believe it was, had gone away from the Lord and then came home. And after she came home, she wrote this. I don't know if there's any verses. All I know is the chorus. But she wrote a little chorus that said, he's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. But oh, what a reason. Oh, yes. Amen. 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 Praise God. Could we just right now lift our hands and our voices tonight and give Him thanks for this great salvation. Jesus, I want You to know tonight that I thank You. I want You to know tonight that I love You. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know how to give You thanks appropriately. I know I can't give You thanks, Lord, in the measure that it should be given, at least not while I'm in this mortal body. I don't have the words to do it. I don't have the vocabulary. I don't have the energy or the ability or even the understanding. I can't understand the vastness, God, of this thing that we call salvation. But I do want to give You thanks. And I do want to give You praise. Hallelujah. I don't want to take it for granted. And please, don't let me neglect it. Don't let me neglect it. In the busyness of life, don't let me neglect it. Amen. Don't let prayer be pushed out. Don't let church attendance be pushed out. Don't let praise and worship be pushed out. Don't let all of my financial obligations rob me of the privilege of supporting the work of God and missions. Lord Jesus, don't let things of this life, don't let me get out of balance here. Don't let me neglect things. Don't let me neglect things. That's tragically the way it happens. It's just a little here, a little bit of slumber, a little bit of folding of the hands. Amen. It comes quietly on cat's nimble feet. Amen. And help me, God, not to let that happen. Don't let me neglect it tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. If you neglect maintenance on an automobile, you know what happens to it? It falls apart, doesn't it? A vehicle that's well maintained will probably last you as long as you want to drive it. But if you start neglecting it, after a while it'll just be a bucket of bolts, a bucket of rust. Homes are the same way. If you neglect your home and you neglect to just keep it up, if it's not long before decay sets in. Folks, your spiritual life's the same. You gotta maintain it. You gotta maintain it. You can't just leave it to itself. It has to be maintained. Oh, and it's so great tonight. Oh, it's so great tonight. So great salvation. So great salvation. So great salvation. Oh, yes. Help me tonight, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry for the times that I fail. I'm sorry, God, when I just simply miss the mark. I know it's a little higher. I just didn't quite make it. But You're so merciful and kind to let me try again. Because salvation's so great. It has mercy built into it. It has grace built into it. It has patience built into it. It has God's great love built into it. Thank You for salvation tonight. Huh. Has truth built into it. Has safety built into it. Thank You for salvation tonight. Thank You for so great salvation. Oh, I'm so thankful tonight, Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight, Jesus. I'm so thankful tonight, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.